Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. And guess what? I'm Rusty. And today is cold. I don't know who let the cold out of New England, but Lord, we certainly don't need it here in Southern Florida. It is cold. I had to take a hot shower just to warm up my little hands. Woke up to 50 degrees. Crazy. I know. My New England friends laugh at me. They're like, well, it's only 28 up here. Complain a little more. But it is what it is. It's cold. Not interested. I have no desire for it. Today, Jeff Pricely should be dialing in any minute now. He and I were scheduled originally on January 6th. And he has a couple of new books out, and I'm super excited to reconnect with him. He's a great author and has a lot to say. So we're just waiting for him to dial on in. It's been kind of crazy. I don't know what's going on with the world or, you know, what the deal is, but whew, people are angry. They are very, very angry, and I just don't get it. I don't understand. Yesterday, Chloe and I were driving, and we got caught in three-lane bumper-to-bumper traffic, and this woman in the passenger seat of a truck behind us starts blaring on the horn. And she got so angry because the traffic just wasn't allowing her to move as fast as she wanted to go. She jumped out of the truck and tried to get to the car in front of us or us. I'm not sure which vehicle she was aiming for. To pull a full-on Karen. It's unbelievable. And then we get to the Walmart. And this guy has a karaoke machine in the back of his car, and he has the trunk open so you can hear it, and he's at the entrance screaming racial slurs at people. I just can't wrap my head around what's going on with this world and this country that's okay behavior. Blows my mind. I don't get it, don't understand it, want nothing to do with it. But yeah, very strange world we live in. I have no idea what's going on. Very strange. So if you're listening and you want to call in and just say hi or chat a little bit while we're waiting on Jeff, the number here is 914-205-5661. And it's Living and Thriving time. So let me pull up Jeff's information because I know he came out with a new book. Oh, Pickleball Soap Opera. Love, Murder, and Pickleball. Now that is going to be entertaining because pickleball is a big thing down here in Florida. Never personally played it myself. It'll be really, really interesting. Jeff has been on my show in the past, and he's a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to him tuning in. And babbling I might not. Who knows? We are wrapping up the audio version of Living and Thriving and getting ready to do the videos again here in March. So it'll be March, April-ish. I'll start recording again and then we'll have a series of videos for the summer when I travel. I'm super excited about this year's traveling. I've had some medical procedures to alleviate the pain in my back. So far, so good. So I have a feeling it's going to be a really good hiking summer this year. And that's about it for that. Give him a couple more minutes, and if he doesn't show, I'll be sad, but we will schedule him again. Because he is very worth it. Yeah, so pickleball. Soap opera. I'm just dying to wrap my teeth around it. Oh, and Marnie Dr. Marnie sent me all of her books on narcissism abuse. I'm just so excited I got them yesterday. Awesome timing because my birthday's in a couple of weeks, and I'm planning to spend one of those days in bed reading a book, and why not? I love the work that she does, and I'm super excited to read her latest book. And that is perfect timing. Totally thrilled about that. And I think we have two more guests before the end of season. Let's see who are the next guests. Bum, bum, bum. So much going on. Thomas Russo is in March, and that will be the last of the show. And then we will be on YouTube for a little while, like past years. He is March 31st, actually. That'll be interesting. Have a little bit of a gap there. I don't know why. Have to figure it out. We have just had this really cold weather, and it's been funny because the dogs, they're so little, and their poor little feet, they don't like the cold floor. So you hear them running from one bed to the other, one room to the other, jumping in the beds and diving onto the blankets. Practicing up, silly little beast. Well, it does not look like we are going to be joined by Jeff today. We will have to reschedule. I hope he is okay. We waited about 7 minutes. No hide, no words, no hair. Who knows? So we'll try again. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to email me and say hi. Don't forget. You tweet me and say hi. Don't forget Pinterest and all of the other wonderful things that are being done in the background for you and your inspirational level. So much more coming. I just have to replace the memory cards in my computer, which I thought I ordered, but for some reason they were returned and I don't know why. So I had to reorder them. And they'll be here any day now, so you will see much more social media presence once I get my computer up and running. I'm thrilled about that. And there is a computer club here in Punta Gorda, Florida, that I will be joining courtesy of my friend Susan. She inspired me to join them. They teach you all kinds of things about computer and computer maintenance and so forth. And so I will be joining that club. Love it. Self-sufficiency at its finest. Now, if I could get my washing machine to work. You know, we didn't have a dryer for a couple of years. Now we have a washer, dryer, stackable. The washing machine's not balancing. Not sure why. And the screws, they're, I don't know what the word is. I can't unscrew them because they're not warped, but what's the word? Stripped. That's the word. And so I have to actually drill holes through the screws to get the screws out in order to figure out maybe it's a clip, maybe it's a pin, who knows? But there's always excitement when you're an adult, right? Adulting at its best. Know that you're loved. Know that you're beautiful. Stay away from the crazy people and traffic and weird karaoke people. I don't even know what that's about. Yep, spread positivity and happiness and joy. This weird negative wave of people is just bizarre, and I hope they get the mental health help that they need, because it's really, 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 really important to maintain some sort of decorum and positivity and respect for each other, and I really hope that we can get back on track with respecting each other. Anyway, until next time, know that you're loved, know that you're beautiful,